This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I can remember as a younger minister, I would say something at funeral homes that I thought was really profound. I really thought I really sounded intelligent when I said this, really philosophical. Whenever there was a death of a young person, sometimes a young person was taken in an accident, I would be at the funeral home with there'd be a lot of students there, young people, and I would be talking to people inside the funeral home and out on the porch, perhaps, or in one of the lounges there at the funeral home. And I would wax eloquent, and I would say, you know, folks, death is the ultimate reality. And I can remember people saying, boy, that's really profound, Randy. That's right. Death is the ultimate reality. And one day I said it, and I'm not making this up. I honestly feel like I heard a voice, and I don't hear voices, by the way, but I felt like I heard a voice speak to my spirit. And here's what I heard the voice say: that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And what convicted my spirit as I realized death isn't the ultimate reality. Jesus Christ is the ultimate reality. Jesus was the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's ultimate reality, not death. Jesus would go on to say, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's ultimate reality, not my stupid statement that death is the ultimate reality. What's my point? If Jesus Christ is the ultimate reality, why are you wasting your time with small change reality stuff? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not mocking philosophy. I'm not mocking science. I'm not mocking this avenue of learning or this field of learning. I'm just saying, if Jesus Christ is the ultimate reality, isn't it ironic that people run from him? And they keep him at arm's length, and yet he's the one who is the ultimate reality. I want to go back to that story, or to the author I quoted earlier, Brennan Manning, the Catholic priest. He's a great writer. He said, when I retrace the steps of my life, I remember the quality of my days before I met Christ. I vividly recall the emptiness that I felt as I drifted aimlessly from one relationship to another. As I drifted from one tavern to another, one bar to another bar, seeking solace from the loneliness and the boredom of my desiccated heart. What a statement. Suddenly, Jesus Christ appeared out of nowhere, and my life began anew. From being a nobody who cared about nothing but my own comfort, I became a somebody, a believer in Jesus Christ, who cared about people and things. And then Brandon Manning says, his word became a light unto my path. Psalm 119, 105. I found a sense of direction and purpose, a reason for getting out of bed in the morning. Jesus was my teacher. Not just my Savior, he was my teacher. With infinite patience, he illuminated the meaning of life and refreshed the weariness of my defeated days. I cannot and will not forget the teacher who led me out of darkness into daylight. He's not a refuge from reality, but the way into its depths. He's not a refuge from reality, but the way into its depths. There's somebody here today. Maybe what he described about his life, going from one relationship to another, going from one bar to another, one tavern to another, going from one experience to another, looking for something to fill the void, looking for something to combat the loneliness in your life. And today, you encounter Christ, like Brennan Manning did. And you go from being a nobody who didn't care about nothing to being a somebody who believes in hope and light and life and love because you met Jesus Christ.
Well, tune in next week to hear this series continue from the Epistle of 1 John. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.